Welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
And I'm Jennifer Digman, and I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. We're carrying momentum this time because we've got a lot of momentum, and we're moving from the runway to the Walk MS. And I think we've got a lot to get to today, and I think we'll continue because last time we had chatted and we were talking about Threads, the Threads fashion show, because somebody was a model in that, and that was just a couple days ago. How was it, model? Talk to me.
That's me. I was a model at the Threads fashion show at Central Michigan University, and I wasn't just a model. I was an accessible model. I got to sport my clothes in my wheelchair and roll on the runway, and it was amazing and very fun and nerve-wracking, all rolled into one. So it was really good. What was it like as you?
As I was watching you strutting your stuff. I mean, it was a really incredible experience. I mean, this was the first year. This was the 25th anniversary for the Threads fashion show, and it was a student-produced fashion show where they did everything with the design, with the promotions, and this then was the first year that they included accessible fashion. And so, I mean, there were people who used assistive devices and everything, and you in a wheelchair, and so it's like, I don't want to say overwhelming, but it was obviously I'm biased because you're my wife and you're in the fashion show. But I mean, just everything that was there for inclusion, and just the models and just the work that goes into it. And I think that was the big thing, is I know how much work you put into it just as the model. But imagine then with Grace, your designer, and I mean, she had to do three different outfits with three different models, and so then the amount of work, and I mean, boom, like that, it was like 30 seconds on the runway and you're done. Wow.
It was amazing because it was a 45 minute fashion show, so there were tons of designers. I never quite caught the count of how many designers, but it was just amazing work and really interesting designs. So it was very fun to be included and to participate. And it was tiring. And I remember being a little overwhelmed. And I said something to you, Dan, and you made the really good point that when you're in high school or in college and you're in musicals or performances and plays, that it takes a lot of rehearsal and a lot of work. And that totally changed the experience to a certain extent for me because, yes, we were putting on something for people to see. And so we had to rehearse and we had to practice and we had to devote the time. So that put it in a different frame. You're not just, oh, I'm a model walking down the runway or rolling in my case, but you had to put some practice into it, and then you had to get makeup, which was super fun, and get hair. And it was kind of a bonding experience. I know when we were getting ready, lined up to take the runway, the women and the men, because there were male models as well, we all just kind of, we shared that experience, and that was fun. We had the jitters together. The frustration because it was warm, because yes, it's snowing in Michigan at this moment, but a few days ago it was near 80 and sweaty and hot. Of course, let's have a fashion show. Welcome to Michigan. So it was just a fantastic experience that I would do. If I ever got the opportunity to do it, I would do it again in a heartbeat. I would encourage anyone listening, if you live in Mount Pleasant and you have the opportunity, jump on that. It's a good time. And I mean, it's great to be involved. It's great to watch. We have some incredibly talented students at CMU. And so that was fun. And the future is bright. You know, if you're looking for fashion, if you're looking for production, It was a wonderful experience.
And we will, in the liner notes for this show, we will have a link to our blog where Jennifer writes about her experiences, and we have tons of photos. I mean, I took a lot of photos, and we will whittle it down and give you all a Reader's Digest version, but there will also be courtesy of podcast producer Adam that's putting all this together, that he was there to do a video of you on your runway. So your whole 30 seconds on the runway will be on the blog, and we'll have a link. The blog is in at acoupletakesonms.com, so we will have information there. What was that like then? I mean, as we're talking about the first time really that there was a concerted effort for accessible fashion, I mean, Grace did a lot of work to include accessible, to make your, do I call them? Yeah, it's an outfit.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it's not a costume, but I mean, but for your outfit, I mean, there was just that she took time to consider different things. I mean, as your caregiver and somebody that has to help you put the outfit on, just that the dress was easily applied, put on.
It was adaptive wear, and yeah, it pushed Grace, and there were other adaptive models in the fashion show. It pushed their designers to think about things like Grace doesn't have to consider typically buttons, but for me, with my limited dexterity because of my multiple sclerosis, that was the first thing I asked Grace. I said, please, no buttons. And so she incorporated a zipper. And she, as a matter of fact, no, the first thing was she was saying, oh, I can't wait to make a dress for you. And I said, Grace, a dress just will not work for me. I need two pieces that's much more functional. Mm-hmm. And she was mind blown. She had never thought about making separates. And that helps you as my caregiver. It helps me. And any of you with multiple sclerosis out there, any of you women with MS, you know that a dress is easy, but it's not as functional if you have to use the bathroom or if you want a quick change. So having the two pieces and then having the zipper and having a skirt, which is like a dress, but, you know, having two pieces separate made it easier. But the skirt helped so that I could just pull it on and pull it off quickly, and elastic waistband so that Dan didn't have to fumble with any sort of buttons. And it was just very thoughtful of Grace and the way that she designed it. And it was nice because I'm plus size, which I've talked about in the past. The way it was designed, it was somewhat tapered in at the waist so that I had a shape. It wasn't just like a sweatshirt. It was cute. It is cute outfit. And it kind of tapered in, and it was, I have a beautiful friend who said, oh, it's cute. It's something I would wear. And nice. That, you know, not that you can't be beautiful in plus size, but, you know, she's thin. And I really, that compliment to me spoke pretty highly of Grace's design. So did that answer your question?
You took it and you ran with mm-hmm. it. And I just think that's, you know, just the insights, because obviously we talked about it, but I mean, I never really like asked you questions. And so, no, I appreciate that, because I enjoyed it. And I obviously proud. I mean, that's one thing, you know, at work today when people said, how was your weekend? And I said, proud husband warning, because it's like, here's the photos.
Well,
I mean,
thank you.
And so I just think, and it's incredible, and, you know, hats off. And I can't say hats off. That's kind of at least apparel, but I mean, kudos to CMU and Two Threads for having this, and with the inclusion and everything, to go a step above and beyond. And so I just think that was really nice to see.
And so I'm going to ask you one question. I don't know if it will come to fruition or not. So let's say the phone rings, ring, ring. Hi, Dan Digman. This is blah, blah, blah from Central Michigan University. Do you want to be a model in Threads 2024? Would you jump at that opportunity?
I would say sure.
Yay!
What they need to do is, I would say his and her fashions. I mean, they should.
Had my moment in the spotlight, sweetheart. Well, it's your time to shine.
One of us shines, we all shine. So, but for the sake of the students and stuff, yeah. But then, who would be there to take all the pictures and stuff? But I think it's really more.
I'm sure we could find someone.
But if they need a middle-aged man saying here.
Well, adaptive wear. I mean, we've talked about dexterity problems, and the reality, I don't see you tying a tie easily. Maybe they could adapt something.
A tie that doesn't look like a clip-on or something that straps. Or I think, you know, to replace here, any fashion designer, any aspiring fashion designing student. I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, buttons where the magnets not snaps, because I struggle, and that's why, I have all of these shirts, button-up shirts that I could wear to work. Granted, I'm remote, but I mean, those days that I have client-facing meetings on Zoom calls and everything, Teams meetings, I don't like wearing just college-themed sweatshirts. It's like, so you want to try and put something at least a little more respectable on, but it's such a challenge still to button the shirts because I have no feeling in my fingers. And so, yeah, I mean, if they did adaptive wear that way, and even just pants that are easily buttoned and stuff. Yeah, I mean, if they wanted that, I would. I mean, I'm certainly, because the other thing too is you've said it, and just noticing I don't walk as well as I used to because my feet are killing me, whether that's MS related or not. So then all of a sudden I say, 20 seconds down the runway. Well, but that's, that's in your wheelchair and stuff. And would just to walk down the runway with my feet, so I mean, there's some realities there. So I don't know, but You know what? This isn't about me. This is about you. It's a great question, though, Jennifer.
I do.
I see that, all the work that they did with this, and that's something, when we're talking about next generation of fashion designers and everything, they need to. What a plus for them, and I mean, great thing for CMU education that they look and they see that for the future of fashion design.
Yes, and it was a wonderful event to be included. And I just think it was a high honor to be able to walk or roll down the catwalk. So that was a good time.
Well, then congratulations. Thank you. Your successful bout on the runway. And that's something that you had said, get me through this. So you're through Threads. Threads is over. And again, there will be a link on our show notes to get you to the blog that includes the video of Jennifer on the runway and get inside of her head what that was like for a model to be on the runway. But now that Threads is over, we're looking forward now, because just in a couple weeks, our big annual event is Walk MS. And to be honest, I haven't registered for that yet. And you have, though. So you're
I'm the team captain.
Well, you needed to then. Congratulations,
yes,
captain.
And it's not that I'm the team captain. You're the team captain as well, let's be honest. This team is the two of us, but
tell the listeners, what is the team? Say a little bit about what Walk MS is. And
Walk MS is a fundraising walk to raise money for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for programs and events that benefit those of us living with multiple sclerosis and their families and friends. And it's a walk which is ironic because I don't walk, I roll. But we've done this since, as long as we've been together, Dan. So our team is comprised of family, friends. We have been very blessed that your sister comes out from Iowa, that my family, health willing, comes up. We walk in Frankenmuth, Michigan, which is a cute little town. It's a little Bavarian town. And we walk some of my friends from college, my first physical therapist. I'm involved with Central Michigan's Doctor of Physical Therapy program right now. And we are beyond thrilled that four, if not five, of the current students, graduate students, will be coming. Doctoral students, let's be honest, they'll be walking with us. And so we raise money individually, and we group it up as a team. And it's money to benefit the National MS Society. And I don't want to brag, but I'm bragging. In the top, what was it? Top
25 fundraisers for last year's Walk MS in Frankenmuth. Five of the top 25 were on your team.
Woo-woo! And three of the five top 25 fundraisers were in your family. So go, Digman.
Well, you, me, and my sister, Dawn, I think. And Dawn's just been incredibly supportive. I mean, since I was diagnosed pretty much every year for, you know, last 20, almost 23, 24 years, Dawn has come out to walk with us. And so it is, it's really special. And I think, you know, we do this every year. But the one thing that I'm excited about, well, among many things, but one of the top 25 fundraisers from our team, Maximus Miedema. And what is so awesome about Maximus is he's 8 years old. And he's
a dynamo, and we're so lucky to have him on our team. And he has been on our team since he was boy, like middle,
newborn,
little guy.
Because friends, well, his parents, but Adam was a former colleague of mine, and his wife Erica, and so they, you know, pretty well. Since Adam started working at Central and we were working together, I mean, they've participated in the walk every year since then. So that it's such an honor, but that Maximus is on the team. And why we're calling him out is we had the most incredible opportunity to sit down and have a conversation with Maximus. I mean, you're talking about an 8-year-old boy who is very, very active as a fundraiser and as a participant. He interviewed us, but we got an opportunity to interview him. And so we are excited to share the conversation we had with Maximus Miedema.
Dan and Jennifer, thank you for taking the time to talk with me. My hope is that today we can help raise awareness about a disease that affects both of you. Can you please help me understand what multiple sclerosis is?
Sure thing, Maximus. Multiple sclerosis, if they say it's like a disease where your immune system attacks good cells in your body, and so it's attacking like the nerves, you know about nerves?
Yes.
And it attacks like the insulation around your nerves, so it weakens the signal. So like when it goes from your brain to parts of your body and everything, the signals aren't as strong, and so that's why Jennifer isn't able to walk, because the signal in her brain isn't going down to her leg as strong. And so that's what they think multiple sclerosis is it's a disease that nobody knows the cure for, but that's what we know about disease. What about you, Jennifer?
I think you covered that beautifully. It's an autoimmune disease where your body attacks itself and it's destroying the covering of your nerves, the myelin is destroyed and it's weakening the signal from your brain to your extremities.
How did you get multiple sclerosis?
And that's a great question because they don't know what causes the disease. I think there's a lot of research into that, but they don't know what and why that happens because it's not like I did something to make it happen. It just does happen. I don't know.
I would say I agree. I don't know what I did or what Dan did. I don't know what any of us did.
Dan, what should kids like me know about MS?
Those who have what they need to know about those of us with the disease is we're pretty awesome. I think that the disease, you need to know that it, you know, that it's not something that's going to change your life tremendously. You can still be the same awesome person you were. It just changes the way you live your awesomeness. If I wouldn't have had MS, I wouldn't have had this opportunity to be sitting here being interviewed by you. I mean, what a great thing for me. I think that it can be hard. It can be a challenge. I mean, think of like when you just don't want to get out of bed in the morning and just how you're just so tired and you don't want to move. That's a lot of times it's about like MS, but you're able to find the energy to do it. So it's something that'll like affect how you live, but your attitude means so much in helping you overcome everything.
And if I can add one more thing, you can't catch MS. It's not like Dan and I will give it to you. It's not a cold. So people, if your family member is diagnosed or if you meet someone that has it, you don't have to worry about, oh, if I'm with them enough, I'll catch the disease. It doesn't work like that.
You guys do a lot of work with people with MS. How come?
Because it's a scary disease. I mean, it takes a lot when you're first diagnosed and even when you're living with the disease. And it's just good to tell other people about it and to surround yourself with other people just to try and make people not feel so lonely. And by us reaching out to our community, it helps us to not feel so lonely or scared about living with the disease.
And I think that's why I got so involved was when I was first diagnosed, I didn't have a lot of people who looked like me, like another man living with the disease who could still play basketball and still do things. And so I wanted to be out there just as a person to show that there is life beyond MS. And so it's just like to be that. Yeah, I think it's just like you don't want people to feel alone. I think because I do, I think once you're diagnosed, you feel scared and alone. And I just wanted people to know that there's so many of us out there.
And it's kind of like the monster that you're afraid of when you go to bed and you want your mom and dad to come in and turn the light on because you're scared. When we surround ourselves with other people with multiple sclerosis, we remind ourselves that we're not alone. We don't need to be scared that there is nearly a million of us living in the United States who have the disease, and that's why we talk about it so much. And we want to make it not so scary for ourselves and for other people.
It's like we want to turn the light on for them. Absolutely. Yeah, so turn that light on, Maximus. Be that light. See, that's what you're doing with this. You're helping to turn the light on to help other people not feel so alone. So thank you for that.
Why is fundraising important for something like multiple sclerosis?
Fundraising is important because it helps with the research. You know, as we talk about, you know, when we said we don't know what causes the disease, it's the research that's going to help understand what it is that causes the disease so they can make it so more people don't get multiple sclerosis, and the research can help with programs. Like with the MS walk, when we can go and hang out and do things because we're helping other people, and that fundraising helps with those kinds of programs, or programs like what they had when Jennifer and I met. Those are the programs so people don't feel alone, but it's a lot with the money for the research to help treat the people like Jennifer and me who have the disease, but then to help it so people who don't have MS never have to hear the words that you've been diagnosed. I guess then I'm asking you kind of the same question. I mean, you got involved and you were one of the top fundraisers for not only for Team Monsters, but I mean, everybody at Frankenmuth, back of the t-shirt has Maximus Miedema on it. Why did you get involved and why is this important for you to raise money for research in multiple sclerosis?
So I would like to help people so we can get a cue to make it go away.
What's your favorite part about the MS walk? You've been a monster since you were born. You were a baby.
I like about it is, you get to walk and, you like, I don't know what it does, but I think it helps to walk.
How hard was it for you to come up with these questions and ask us these? Or is this just your thing because you're just that well-versed?
Well, I didn't come up with this idea, but I thought of these questions, but not the last 3 months. I meant the last two.
Is there anything else you wanted to ask? Anything else you wanted to know?
No.
You're just like, you know everything now.
So now that you have a friend in me that's in a wheelchair, are you afraid when you see people in wheelchairs or were you ever?
No, it's just like they either have like really bad legs or they have MS.
Okay, and you just understand that. That's good. That's a lot of knowledge for somebody just to get that. So, yeah.
Do you wish it was easier to pronounce multiple sclerosis? You're just like, why couldn't we have gotten something like chicken pox?
Yeah, it's kind of hard because I don't know why that L is there.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You did perfectly with it. And it's like, you know, because multiple sclerosis, you know, when we talked about everything, you know, where it's weakening the signal and stuff, what it's doing is it's like, it's making scars. You know, it's like the scars when you get cut and stuff. And multiple means many, and sclerosis means scars. So it's like we have many scars on, you know, on our brains and stuff. Next time I get an MRI, I will show you what that looks like. And you'll say, like, that's really gross, Dan, but thanks for showing me.
Are you guys famous when you go to the Frankenmuth walk?
We have a lot of friends in Frankenmuth, and so I don't think we're any more famous than the other people, but it's just that it's like you go to summer camp. Have you ever been like camp and stuff? Or think like when school ends in the summer. Yeah. And how fun is that then in the fall when you go back to school in the fall and you're seeing friends of yours that you haven't seen all summer? You know how fun that is? And it's just like, so when we go to Frankenmuth, a lot of these people we don't see all the rest of the year, but we know that they'll be there in Frankenmuth. So we're as famous as every other person at the walk, I think.
So that was incredible, and thanks again to Maximus for taking the time, well, to participate in the walk, but to sit down with us and have the conversation for a podcast about why he participates in Walk MS and how you, as the listeners, you can get involved in Walk MS either as a participant on our team, and we'll have links in the show notes about that, or how you can donate to Maximus or to our team. To help support the efforts of our team and to raise money for the National MS Society for programs and for research.
And I think it's important to say our team is Team Monsters. I'm sorry that we didn't say that earlier, but Monsters, MS, Monster. Anywho, I just wanted to get that out there. And Dan, I think this has been an incredible show filled with good information. So,
you want to bring it home then, dude?
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, we are A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman.
And I'm Jennifer Digman.
I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. Take care.